Today's show is brought to you by MyPillow, where there is currently a buy one, get one free sale going on. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code NOQ, or just call 800-862-0382. That's promo code NOQ, 1-800-862-0382, or MyPillow.com.
Are feeling like strangers in a strange land. Sadly, it's becoming more challenging every day to recognize our own country. Listening to the Midnight Sentinel will help us make sense of the craziness we're seeing and hearing about all around us. We need patriots and Christians who are willing to stand up for the values that made our nation great. Are you ready to be a sentinel? Here's J.D. Rucker.
You know, this may be hard for some of you to believe, but I actually wake up every day and wonder if today's the day that I'm going to have some positive news to be able to share with the world, to be able to go on this show, whether you're listening through Red State Talk Radio, which I'm live Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, or if you're listening to the replay at the Midnight Sentinel on Apple Podcasts, Rumble, wherever. You know, I find myself talking about negative things pretty much every day. And I always think, first thing in the morning, man, you know, I need to see if there's anything good happening. And just invariably, there's not. You know, I'm not generally a negative person. I don't like to continuously talk about foul news, but that seems to be where we are in today's world. And I feel that it's my obligation, my responsibility to alert people when things are going bad. And let's face it, they've been going bad for a long time. So this isn't anything new. You're not alone if you think, wow, things are looking pretty bad out there. Because let's face it, they are. There's an article that came out today by Dr. Joseph Mercola that I wanted to draw attention to. And it's not just his article. It's also the people that he references in here. Dr. Mercola and his team do a wonderful job of getting to the bottom of what's happening. And I'll admit, this particular article today, it's not his greatest work as far as from a writing perspective, because he really does just jump around to a million different places. And I can't really blame him, though, because what he's talking about in regards to basically this globalist agenda to take over pretty much everything, especially our food supply, that he's tasked with the same thing that I find myself conflicted with every day, which is how do we get the word out in a way that people will be able to digest? Because there's so much of it. It's not because people are stupid. As I often say, you, my audience, are the smartest people in the world. I know this based upon the comments that I get, based upon just the sheer fact that you're sitting there listening to me right now. But let's face it, it's not easy to be able to take it all in, because they're coming at us from so many different angles right now. You know, for the last couple of days, I've been talking about the pandemic treaty. And the reason that I was actually going to be talking about it again today, because there is so much more to it, but I wanted to take just a short break to talk about something separate, but definitely related, and that is the control agenda of the globalist elites, and in particular, what they're doing with food. You know, food is obviously extremely important. It was Henry Kissinger, arguably the godfather of modern-day globalists, who said, "Who controls the food supply controls the people. Who controls the energy can control whole continents. And who controls money can control the world." Now, we're seeing this in full display right now. You know, there was a time not too long ago when the globalist elites, the World Economic Forum, the New World Order, whatever you want to call them, the powers and principalities from Ephesians 6:12, you know, they were working mostly in the shadows. And a lot of the stuff that was being done, you know, in ways that weren't very public. Today, that's not the case. Today, they're just coming out and boldly saying this is exactly what they're going to do. Whether it's Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, George Soros, Barack Obama, all of their cronies, they are just flatly saying, this is what we're going to do, and there's nothing you can do about it. Now, I want to be clear. There is definitely something that you guys can do about it. Before I get into this article, you know, before everything turns doom and gloom, the most important thing I think any of us can do, outside of prayer, of course, prayer is by far the most important thing we need to do. We need to pray daily for this to hopefully be corrected, or for kingdom come, you know, either way. We win in the end. We know that. It is just a question of how much suffering we have to go through. And to me, like Daniel in the Bible, to me, it is important that we do ask for forgiveness, for grace, for our nation, because we do want to perpetuate it. We do want to have the opportunity, as many opportunities as possible, to spread the gospel. So that's why, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, if the end comes soon, that's great. And I don't disagree, okay? At least from a personal, from a selfish perspective, the sooner we get home, the better. That's going to be a wonderful thing. But in the meantime, we do still need to fight. And part of that fight is to make sure that we are individually prepared. So again, when I say, you know, everything that seems to be doom and gloom, there are things that we can do as individuals, as families, as patriots, that can help to prevent us from being victims of these globalist elites. It may be, and this is, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it may be too late for us to stop the overall globalist agenda. They have just accumulated so much power, so much influence. They have their people in the halls of government. They have their people in corporate media. They have their people controlling, whether it's big tech, you know, the dissemination, the arbiters of truth, or pretty much anything else. In corporate America, we're seeing this, and they're working through various organizations that are quickly, quietly, but not necessarily secretly, taking control of pretty much everything that has to do with our lives. So yes, there is something you can do. You do need to focus on protecting yourself, protecting your family, by becoming as unbeholden to government and to the powers that be as you possibly can. That means establishing, in this case, as we're about to talk about food, that means establishing food security for yourself. You know, there's a reason that we started this new company, Prepper Organics. You can find it at prepperorganics.com. You know, we want to be able to offer organic, high-quality food that is freeze-dried, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers so that people can have these foods that they're attacking. We're starting with chicken because we believe that chicken is going to be the first one that really just goes down. You know, we can foresee it, or at least not foresee, but predict a future where chicken becomes cost prohibitive, where it becomes very difficult to get, where the supplies are gone. They're attacking it through bird flu. They're attacking it through the supply chain, through the dramatic reduction of grains, which are necessary to feed all livestock. They're attacking it in many ways. So we built this company with the hope of that, number one, we're trying to protect ourselves. I'm practicing what I preach. I want to make sure that myself, my family, that we are in good shape, a good enough shape. I shouldn't say good shape, better shape. You know, it's an ongoing thing. We want to make sure that we have as little attachment to the powers that be, to government and to society as possible before the crap hits the fan, which could be days, could be weeks, could be months, could be years. I don't think it'll be decades, but you never know. You know, again, this is why we pray. We pray in hopes that we will have a sustained future, a sustainable future, I should say. So that's where we are today. According to this article, the title of it by Dr. Joseph Mercola, New Food System Will Stop at Nothing to Control You. And he calls it a new food system. Let's be clear. This has been a developing food system for decades. Okay, there's a reason why Bill Gates has bought up so much farmland. There's a reason why the powers that be are trying to push small farmers, large farmers, doesn't matter. If they're independent in any way, they don't want them operating. Okay, they want control of the food. As Henry Kissinger said, he who controls the food supply controls the people. And this is their plan. Okay, and if you want to start putting on your tinfoil hat at this point and say, oh, you know, that's kind of crazy stuff, go feel free. But listen to it at the very least. Because this is reality, folks. This, again, we're not talking about some shady conspiracy theories talking about the New World Order 20 years ago. As it turns out, they were correct, of course. But I can understand why people were hesitant back then. Today, again, they are out in the open. This isn't a secret. They're quiet about it. They try to keep us distracted with all sorts of news. Sometimes the distractions from the news that they're distracting us against are actually distractions of their own. I know that doesn't make sense to most people, but it actually is. Okay, there's a reason why people are being distracted so much with this onslaught of news. One of my duties, one of my responsibilities as editor of thelibertydaily.com is to go through the news on a daily basis and to go through it comprehensively. Okay, I keep about 250 sources, patriotic, conservative news sources, on my feed, and I go through and I read through literally thousands of headlines, and I read through dozens of stories so that I can keep track of what's happening. And in doing that, I can tell you that in most, I guess you could say, semi-normal periods of time, there's always going to be a lull in the news. There's always going to be two or three, sometimes even four or five breaks in the news cycle in which there's really nothing blockbuster. There's no bombshells for us to discuss. We're having to seek out news that we could say, okay, so this is kind of the top news of the day. It's pretty important. You know, this is a big deal. Yeah, that hasn't been the case since January of this year. Since January of 2022, we've had a non-stop flow of bombshells. Perfectly timed, by the way. This is why I do believe that the distractions are intentional in most cases. They're perfectly timed to, just as one is starting to fade a little bit in consciousness, as soon as one is starting to get a little bit of fatigue where people are just sick of talking about it, sick of reading about it, another one pops up. And a lot of these are ones that could have been timed specifically. In other words, they weren't just events that happened. You know, I don't think that Vladimir Putin had consulted with the news cycle to say, okay, is now a good time for me to invade Ukraine? No, I think that was an actual event, that was still planned, you know, on behalf of the World Economic Forum and the globalist elites, but nevertheless, it wasn't timed around a news cycle, whereas you see other things. For example, the New York Times, when they dropped the confirmation of Hunter Biden's laptop, that became fodder for conservative and alternative media for several days, for weeks, really. And that could have been dropped at any time. Okay, it's not like this is new news. The laptop has been known about since October of, at the very least, since October of 2020. So why did it pop up when it did? As it happens, if you look at the timing, it happened during it was dropped during a gap in news where people started talking less about some particular bombshell, but the next planned bombshell wasn't ready to go, so they dropped that one. And that's crazy. But folks, again, my experiences, I get to look at these things both in macrocosm and microcosm. I engulf the news in ways that are not common based upon what I do for the Liberty Daily. And as a result, I do have certain insights that I like to give to you. Another example of this is the SCOTUS leak. The SCOTUS, keep in mind, that SCOTUS, the Supreme Court's majority opinion, the draft opinion regarding Roe v. Wade, that has been available to these people, to clerks, to other justices, to everybody in the Supreme Court. It's a lot of people for a long time. We're talking about months. Okay, it's not new. It's just new to us. And it was dropped conspicuously at a time, again, between bombshells. They need us, they being the powers that be, they need us to have something to focus on. And by us, I'm talking specifically about patriots. Okay, I'm talking specifically about true conservative media, true alternative media. Not disinformation, not corporate media. They don't care. You know, they have control over their narratives. That's something that they can, they being the powers that be, the globalist elites, they can have them go in whatever direction they want. But for us, the people that they don't control in the media, they have to drop these little bombshells, sometimes these big bombshells, in order to keep us off guard, to keep us from digging into, for example, this article that I'm going to be talking about here shortly. Look, let's take a break, and then we'll get to the article, because I think I've talked about that topic enough. Stand by.
Our listeners do not want to be beholden to government. With food shortages impacting both prices and availability of food, it's time to take control of your family's long-term future. Go to noqreport.com/MPS and start stocking up immediately. Don't get stuck in breadlines when food becomes scarce. That's noqreport.com/MPS. As the economy and dollar show signs of falling or even collapsing very soon, now is the time to invest your portfolio or retirement in physical precious metals. This show strongly recommends OurGoldGuide.com for your gold and silver needs. Unlike the big players with big ad budgets, Our Gold Guide, IRA, is focused on you. That's OurGoldGuide.com.
Again, the article by Dr. Joseph Merkel is titled, it's titled, New Food System, We'll Stop at Nothing to Control You. The globalist takeover agenda is nothing if not comprehensive. They're coming at us from every possible angle, and whether we're talking about biosecurity, finance, housing, healthcare, energy, transportation, or food, all the changes we're now seeing have one goal, and that is to force compliance with a totalitarian slave system. And let me stop right there, because let's be clear. There's two goals here. One is to force compliance with a totalitarian slave system. But the other goal is to weed out those who will not be forced into compliance with their totalitarian slave system. I said it before, I'll say it again. The powers that be, view everyone else, all the people of the world, the billions of people in the world, fall into one of three categories. The first category is these are the slaves. These are the people that they consider to be essentially useless eaters, but necessary components of the global system for whatever reason. Okay, these are the people that will do whatever it takes, whatever they're told to do, in order to be fed and to be housed in most cases, not all cases, but in most cases, and to be able to continue to live, to breathe. Okay, they will do anything. They will take whatever financial system is thrown in front of them. They will eat whatever food is given to them. They will bow to any leader, any system that is put in front of them because they want to survive. And the only way they feel they can survive is by embracing the slave system. The second group, these are the producers, but that are compliant. These are the people that aren't going to, that they're self-reliant for the most part. Maybe they're business owners, maybe they're whatever, you know, you can make a list. But these are the people that are necessary for society to progress. And even though a lot of these people are going to be more self-reliant than the powers that be want them to be, at the very least, they can control them through, again, the monetary supply and the food supply, as well as the energy supply. You know, social credit scoring, for example, is a way that they will be able to control these people. And these people will be compliant, okay? They may not be completely beholden to government, but they will be compliant with what the government wants them to do. And they are, again, a necessary component of this slave system because somebody has to keep the flow of everything going. They have to keep the world operating. You can't just have a bunch of worthless slaves. You have to have people that are actually going to work to make sure that society does have some semblance of modernization. And then there's the third group, and this is the group that I do believe many, if not most, of my audience falls into. These are the group, we will not comply, we will not be beholden, we will fight, we will oppose, and this is the group that they would like to be either imprisoned or dead. They want us gone. They want us out of society. They want us to quickly be ushered out of society when the time comes. And again, if they don't care, you know, if they had their preference, I'm sure they'd actually rather we be dead. But because they don't want to use, they don't want to make just a whole bunch of martyrs, they will take a lot of us and try to imprison us. And again, put on your tinfoil hat if you want, but this is reality, folks. This is where we're heading as a society. This is where they're trying to usher us towards this totalitarian slave system. Dr. Mercola references Corey Lynn from Corey Diggs, very, very prominent and I would say insightful, okay? I wouldn't say he's my favorite, but he's up there because he does say what needs to be said, okay? So let's go with that. And to be fair, it's Corey. So I don't, maybe Corey's a girl. I've never actually seen it. All I've done is read the writing, which is funny because I think it's a guy. It could be a girl. Who knows? Maybe I should listen to his or her videos and see exactly where he stands. But I always get it in written form because that's just how I like to digest things. I read transcripts before I watch videos. Anyway, according to Corey Lynn, the globalists already control the majority of the money, are moving ever so swiftly to convert the energy system over into a system they are all invested in, and have been taking drastic measures to control the food industry while running much of it under the radar. If they control the seeds, they control the food. And if they control the food, they can use the digital ID to control consumer access to the food. While a rash of fires suddenly destroyed food processing, meat, and fertilizer plants during a time where farmers are hurting and supply chain issues are kicking in, an entire traceable food infrastructure system has already been built in multiple cities and is making its way across the globe. The USDA and FDA have already approved lab-grown meat, genetically modified cattle, and are funding the globalists to research and develop cellular agriculture as well as indoor growers and genetics companies. Union Pacific is mandating railroad shipping reductions by 20%, impacting CF Industries Holdings, the world's largest fertilizer company. Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street happen to be the top shareholders of Union Pacific, and BlackRock and Vanguard are in the top three shareholders of CF Industries Holdings. By mapping some of the largest vertical farms, it reveals the crops, grocery stores involved, locations, and billions pouring in by globalist investors and shareholders. It quickly becomes evident that this is the global plan to control all produce, ingredients that go into all food products. And then, of course, Dr. Merkel Kola, can keep pronouncing his name wrong. Sorry, Doc. He has his commentary, which I'll read partially. As noted by Lynn, this monopoly has been locked into place over the course of many years. Slowly but surely, the monopoly has grown under the radar of public consciousness, which in turn has resulted in food getting simultaneously more expensive and less accessible. Now, as the final pieces are being put into place, many are waking up to the realization that we've been massively fooled and are now at the mercy of a figurative handful of unelected people, though whose megalomania is unsurpassed in human history. You'd have to go essentially to look at Satan to find this level of megalomania in people like Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, Barack Obama, George Soros, and the like. Here's a pull quote that I think is very important to hear, and pay attention to this one because I think most of you know it, but if you don't, this is information that you need. Combined, the three largest investment firms in the world, BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, have ownership in nearly 90% of all S&P 500 firms. Through their investment holdings, they secretly wield monopoly control over all industries. So the idea that there's competition anywhere in the marketplace is really just a clever illusion. And I'm sure if you've been on social media in the past or even currently, you've probably seen those diagrams that show, you know, who controls what. And it'll list like PepsiCo and Procter & Gamble and Mars Company, General Mills. It'll list a handful. Kraft Heinz, Johnson & Johnson, of course, Nestle. It'll list a lot of these companies out there. And you'll get to see that this handful of companies actually control pretty much everything. I mean, whatever we eat, whatever we ingest, whatever we buy at the grocery store, there's a very good chance that it's owned by one of these handful of companies. This is, you know, people will look at capitalism and they'll say this is one of the bad parts about capitalism. No, this is a subversion of proper capitalism. This is what happens when we take our eyes off the ball, when we don't promote and push as we should have always been doing, we should continue to do today, and if you haven't started, you should start. This is why you should buy your food whenever you can from local markets, from local farmers, from local meat producers, local butchers. You know, the push to go local has it's been up and down. You know, there've been fights over legislation to try to regulate the industries. Generally speaking, the push to make sure that these handful of companies own our not just the market, but also our own market share. In other words, the push to make sure that we're buying these products and becoming dependent and beholden on these companies falls right in line with everything we're talking about from the globalist elite perspective. I know we talk so much about government's role and corporate media's role and even, you know, big tech's role, but we cannot ignore that throughout all of this, the push by people like Bill Gates has been for private-public partnerships. Okay? They want the power again over us to not just be in the hands of elected officials, because they, as much as they try to steal every election, they can't always control everything. We saw that very recently with Madison Cawthorn. Now, I firmly believe that if Madison Cawthorn had never mentioned that he was approached by a fellow member of Capitol Hill to go to an orgy that he had never mentioned, if he had never mentioned that he had seen members of Capitol Hill who were adamant about fighting substance abuse, seeing them taking bumps of cocaine up their noses, if he had never mentioned any of this and tried to essentially, you know, unwittingly expose the cabal of blackmail that's happening in on Capitol Hill and across legislatures, you know, throughout our country and across governments across the world, if he had not tried to mention that at all, then he would be a congressman coming up. He ended up losing his primary, so this is his one and only term. Okay, they decided to dig up dirt on him, and if you think it was his opponents, no, it was the establishment. It was the RNC. It was the swamp. They said, "Oh, this kid, we can't control him. We can't, you know, we've found some dirt on him. That's enough to destroy him. But should we use that dirt to control him? It probably won't work. He's probably going to go run off and tell everybody he's being blackmailed," which, by the way, he did tell everybody that he is being blackmailed. He's we can't control him, so we're just going to have to get rid of him. So let's dump the dirt that we got on him, get it out there, trickle it out to the news, and cause Republican voters in North Carolina to pick our guy, a guy that we can control. That's exactly what happened, folks. I'm saying this with 99% certainty. That's exactly what happened. It wasn't because he was an America First patriot. Okay, that alone is not disqualifying in their eyes. They know that they have to have a few, or else we're going to have nobody that true patriots can actually cheer for in D.C. We'll start rebelling against the government system altogether. We have to have a handful of Thomas Massey's and Rand Paul's and whoever. Okay, but so it's not because of his ideology. It's because he was willing to expose the methodology behind the creation of their cabal. I'm certain that they asked him, they tried to get him to go to this orgy for the sake of being able to have blackmail material over him so that they can control him. I'm certain of that. Okay? But they can't just do that. They have to have their people in every facet of life that we focus on. Again, with food. They have to control the food supply. And the easiest way to do that is to consolidate under these mega companies. And they control the mega companies. It's a lot easier than trying to stick your people into 60, 70, 80, 100, 500 companies. Why not just have the companies that you can control? Let's go ahead and just have them buy everybody up. Okay? You know, local business, starting to make some waves, starting to do well. Okay, let's buy them. I can assure you of this, and I'm not, I shouldn't say I can assure you, because I am only a partial owner of the company. But Prepper Organics, as far as I'm concerned, as a shareholder of the company, will never sell to anyone. I don't care, and I'm saying this for the record, I don't care if Kraft Heinz came to us and said, "We'll give you $1 billion if you guys just let us take control of your company." No, this isn't for the money, folks. We're doing this because we need to separate from these companies. We need to separate from, and that's not just we, you. You need to separate from these companies. You need to try to do whatever you can, anything that you can, within your means, to break away from the avenues through which they're going to control us. And food is one of the main ones. This is why, you know, my wife, she's doing everything she can. She's starting to grow. Okay, I've said this before, I'll say it again, probably in the near future. You know, we are not exactly green thumbs as she and I. And our daughter is. She's great. And she grows things and they grow. We try to grow things and they don't. It's just, you know, but it's not our skill set. But we're trying because we need to be able to control as much of our own food supply as possible. I wish we could grow chickens. Raise. You don't grow chickens. There's no chicken trees, at least as far as I know. Now, there are artificial chickens that they're trying to push on us, a la Bill Gates. But yeah, you raise chickens. I would love to raise chickens. I wish we had the capacity on our very limited backyard to be able to do so, but we can't. So at the very least, we're going to have avocado trees. We're going to get blueberries. We're going to get some tomatoes. We've got a one of those boxes, grow boxes. We've got grow bags. We're trying. And I encourage everybody to try to do the same thing. Whatever you have, whatever in your capacity. If you could just take what you have and move out of the city and become a homesteader, awesome. We need more of you. We need, and this is for not just, I'm not just saying this for your sake, I'm saying this for America's sake. We need as few people as possible to be beholden to government when the crap hits the fan. And that means getting out, growing your own food, supporting local farmers, dehydrating food, storing it. Okay, if you, and let's say, you know what, I just don't have the capacity or the time or something to be able to do that, fine. Then start accumulating food that you purchase. Go to noqreport.com/MPS. NOQReport.com/MPS and start buying food. Get buckets of food that'll last you 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. Okay, whatever you have the capacity to be able to store as well as the resources to be able to buy. Because when they start to turn the levers, when they start to come after us, and they will, when they really start, they're going to make it to where only those who are compliant, who are in category one or two, only those who are either compliant or willing to be slaves will have access to the food. This is going to happen, folks. It's going to happen. It's already happening. So, do what you can. Back to Dr. Mercola's article. BlackRock alone holds $10 trillion in assets, up from $6 trillion in 2017. Combined, the three largest investment firms in the world, BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, have ownership in that 90% of all S&P 500 firms that I was telling you about. Through their investment holdings, they secretly wield monopoly control over all industries. So the idea that there is competition anywhere in the marketplace is really just an illusion. And again, that's not that's not capitalism that's being subverted there. They're using capitalism as a disguise to try to promote this, what is can be very easily converted into neo-Marxism, which is the end goal of the Great Reset, by the way, or not the end goal. The end goal of the Great Reset is to eliminate all faith and religion in the world, but that's for another day to discuss. For today, one of the goals, the ultimate goals of the Great Reset is to make sure that they have a neo-Marxist future that is born out of this false form of capitalism. Back to the article. You never learned about their ever-expanding monopoly because they also own the centralized media. This is true. It's hard to tell which of the two is more influential, and he's referring to Vanguard and BlackRock. Vanguard owns a large share of BlackRock. Owners and stockholders of Vanguard include Rothschild Investment Corp., Edmund de Rothschild Holdings, the Italian Orsini family, the American Bush family, the British royal family, the DuPont family, and the Morgan, Vanderbilt, and Rockefeller families. BlackRock, meanwhile, has been called the fourth branch of government as they are the only private firm that has financial agreements to lend money to the central banking system. Okay, $10 trillion, folks, that's what they control. $10 trillion. I've done the math before, I don't remember it off the top of my head, but I think it comes to something to the effect of if you were to take $50,000, starting in year one, okay, 1 AD, if you were to take $50,000 every day, I think it could have even been every hour, but we'll go with every day just so I'm not overquoting. I don't have a calculator in front of me. But $50,000 and put it into a bank account every day for the last 2,022 years, you still wouldn't get to $10 trillion. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. So, no. No, this is not an insignificant company. This is not somebody that should be ignored. But it's not just through this false capitalism that they're taking control. According to Dr. Mercola, in 2014, the U.S. Congress established the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research Act through the Farm Bill. After siphoning off $200 million in taxpayer funds to get the foundation started, FFAR became a non-governmental, not-for-profit organization. Bill Gates is one of its funders, and its first board of directors includes Deputy Director Dr. Robert Horsch of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The mission of FFAR is to, quote, connect funders, researchers, and farmers through public-private partnerships to support audacious research addressing the biggest food and agricultural challenges. But in reality, it's been used to undermine food security by increasing reliance on gene-edited and patentable foods. Patentable foods. We'll talk about this some other day, because that, again, I'm suffering from the same challenges that Dr. Mercola is suffering from. There's so much to tell you guys, so much to talk about, so much that is being used against us and will continue to be used against us, that we have to just keep talking about it. We have to keep listening. We have to keep focusing on this stuff. Like I said, I want to talk about positive things. Hey, huh? I'm a happy-go-lucky guy, at least down, deep down. But I have to warn you guys. I have to continue to warn my family and myself. I have to learn about this stuff, and I need to share what I learn. And I think Dr. Mercola falls under the same category. Let's go ahead and take a short break, and then I'll get back to Dr. Joseph Mercola's article. Stay tuned.
Every conservative show has a MyPillow code, and rightfully so. Mike Lindell is a true America First patriot who continues to fight the good fight. When you use promo code NOQ at MyPillow.com, you're not just helping Mike, you're helping another America First organization, this show. Please use promo code NOQ at MyPillow.com. If you've taken the COVID jabs, or if you could have been exposed to vaccine shedding, Dr. Zev Zelenko has put together a detox solution for you. Shedding is becoming increasingly likely as more people get boosted. So go to zstacklife.com/freedom and make your immune system clean, resilient, and resistant. That's zstacklife.com/freedom.
Back to the article. In April 2019, FFAR launched the Precious Indoor Plants Consortium. Oh, I'm sorry, Precision Indoor Plant. Yeah. Plants are precious, but in this case, they're launching the Precision Indoor Plants Consortium, a public-private partnership of indoor growers, breeders, and genetics companies with a shared goal of advancing speed breeding and altering plant chemical responsible for flavor, nutrition, and medicinal value. Five key crops being worked on are lettuce, tomatoes, strawberries, cilantro, and blueberries. We are growing our own blueberries, by the way, as well as our own tomatoes, as well as our own lettuce. I don't think we're growing strawberries yet. Well, I think we probably should. We do have freeze-dried strawberries that I was able to get at noqreport.com/MPS. But I digress. In August 2020, Monsanto Bayer helped fund a startup called Unfold, which develops new vegetable seeds, a seed variety specifically geared for vertical farming. According to Lynn, GMOs already account for 75 to 80% of food Americans consume. And once fresh produce is under patent, which we will talk about in the future, I promise, that percentage will inch closer to 100%. The University of California is also working on plant-based mRNA vaccines. Plant-based mRNA vaccines, the idea there is to disseminate vaccines through conventional food supply, which puts a whole new spin on the old adage of let thy food be thy medicine. And of course, if you want to know who's behind it, I'll let them describe it. Bill Gates insists that the droughts and climate change is destroying our ability to farm, and that the future will consist of populations moving into metropolitan areas where indoor vertical farming is necessary to feed people. Now, before I go on, because I've got to just stop right there and highlight, it's, you can always tell based upon what people recommend, what their end goals are. As I'm sitting here saying, folks, get out of the cities. If you're not far enough away in your suburbs, get out of the suburbs. Get far away. There are multiple reasons for this, not just because of potential crap hitting the fan, anarchy. You know, we just did an article yesterday, and I think I did, was it yesterday that I did the broadcast? I think it was. About cobalt magnet 22 They are, appears to be, potentially planning a false flag attack or even believing that there will be a full-blown terrorist attack utilizing dirty bombs in major cities across the United States. And whether they're running this drill for the sake of actually trying to prevent it, or if they're using it as a smokescreen to lay down the groundwork for it to actually happen, we don't know. We do know that they're thinking about it. We should be thinking about it. We do know that terrorists have been coming into the United States of America, and that the United States government claims they do not know where they are. Thanks to Joe Biden's open borders policy, or I should say the handlers of Joe Biden and their open borders policy, a la George Soros, thanks to them, we have terrorists that are coming in and we don't know where they are. We have no idea. And those are the ones we caught. What about the ones we didn't catch? What about the terrorists that came in and you know what? They crossed the Rio Grande. They slipped by Customs and Border Patrol or Border Protection. Sorry. They just slipped right by because they're underfunded. They're undermanned. And they're now roaming around the United States interior. Getting ready for whatever. Dirty bombs? I don't know. Either way, my suggestion is to get out of the city. My suggestion is to get away from heavily populated areas. Now, with that said, I always want to be clear. You know, that's not for everybody because there are people who are basically stuck participating in society within big cities or suburbs. There are people who just do not have the means or the ability to be able to live out away from the city. And important caveat, just because you move out of the city and move to the country doesn't mean that you're not going to face different types of potential catastrophes. Okay, are they going to drop dirty bombs in rural America? Probably not. But when the crap does hit the fan, if it does, then believe me, you may not want to be out alone and isolated. There's, as they're learning in Venezuela, a lot of the people who thought they were safe because they were out of the cities are now being targeted because they're out of the cities. Again, I'm not trying to tell you folks, oh my gosh, it's doom and gloom everywhere. Except it sort of is. There's always something to consider. So make sure that if you are going to do this, as I suggest, to move out of the city, move out of suburbs, get as far away from controllable society as possible, make sure that you do so with protection. Make sure that if the roving gangs of marauders are coming to steal your chickens and maybe steal you and your family, maybe kill you and your family, that you are able to protect yourself. Because it's not like you'll be able to call 911 in a martial law crap hits the fan scenario. I mean, you might be able to call them, but as they always say, when seconds count, help is only minutes away. In that scenario, it might be hours away, or it may just never come. So don't go out there and think, oh my gosh, I'm safe, I don't have to worry about anything. Go knowing what you want to do. But with that said, Bill Gates, he's of course recommending the opposite. Hey, you know, we need to pack more people into the cities. Oh, don't be foolish. Don't listen to Bill Gates. All right, let me continue with what they're saying here. If this is the case, why has he acquired 242,000 acres of farmland over the past decade while simultaneously investing in indoor vertical farming? Who gets to sit at the table with healthy produce served up by Gates while the rest of the population eats gene-edited produce from lockdown facilities delivered to their local grocery stores and accessed only through a digital ID? That's a good question. I really need to get in contact with Corey Diggs, whether Corey is a man or a woman, because there's just a lot of similar thoughts, similar reactions to all of this stuff, just as I have with Dr. Mercola. Meanwhile, back to the article. Meanwhile, the Consultative Group of International Agricultural Research holds the world's largest private seed bank, consisting of 10% of the worldwide germplasm across the globe, which is controlled by, wait for it, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, of course. But you can also add Ford, Rockefeller and Ford Foundations, the World Bank, and they're managing 768,576 accessions of hijacked farmers' seeds. What's going to happen to the farmers when the astronomically enormous indoor vertical farming facilities have taken over every major city, locked in contracts with all major grocery store chains, and are funded by some of the same billionaire globalists who are seeking to control human beings through every industry for their fourth industrial revolution? Again, another good question. It's a legitimate concern. Add gene editing, smart, traceable, and net zero to the productions of these facilities, and the fact that they are still moving full speed ahead on digital IDs and currencies, and it becomes even more concerning. Whereas, this provides a lot of explanation on the absolute intentional demolition to all of our farms, their seeds, vegetables, the produce front. People should also be aware of what's been taking place with cattle ranchers and the globalists' plan to take over the meat industry as well. I hope I have enough time because this next portion of the article is extremely important. And again, this goes back to why, you know, people ask, you're launching an organic freeze-dried long-term storage company. Why are you just doing chicken? Because like I said, that's the most important thing to us. At this point, you know, with protein can overcome a lot of your ills, whereas non-proteins can't always do that. Okay, if you have protein, your body can convert protein into both carbs and fats. Okay, that's good. But the reverse isn't necessarily the same. If you have diets that are high in carbs or high in fats, you're not going to be able to necessarily produce the what you need. You know, there are certain ways to do it. I don't want to go into a whole prepper scientific discussion, but I will say this, that there's a reason why they're going after chickens. There's a reason why bird flus are inexplicably popping up in ways that have never popped up in the past. We've had bird flus in the past, but they've never spread randomly, supposedly randomly, the way they have. They've never spread across distances the way they have in extended periods of time. Now, it's possible, I've always used the analogy, you know, you got a chicken farm that's been contaminated with bird flu, you got a pigeon, goes, hangs out with the hens for a little bit, catches the bird flu, goes, flies 20 miles to another farm and hangs out with the hens over there, and then all of a sudden you've got the bird flu spreading, right? Well, that's how it usually works, but it's not working like that now. What we're seeing is the equivalent of arson. Okay, what we're seeing appears to be, okay, let's get a bird flu here. Great, that's going to spread. Let's see how that spread. Okay, it's slowing down. Looks like we were only able to kill 4.5 million chickens and turkeys in that batch of bird flu. Oh, all right, let's go down to Iowa. There's some farms down there that we haven't hit yet. So let's head to Texas. Why is it spreading the way that it is? It should not be, unless it's man-made. And that's just the bird flu. They're taking it on from every angle. That's why I always say, protein, that's the way to go. You gotta store it as much as you can. All right, sections called Controlled Demolition of the Protein Supply is underway. Again, from Dr. Joseph Mercola. As I explained in yesterday's weaponized bird flu article, alleged outbreaks of bird flu and COVID-19 in food animals, along with drought and fertilizer shortages, have led to the mass culling of flocks and cattle herds around the world. So much so, we're now being told to expect egg, poultry, and meat shortages. Add to that a global fertilizer shortage that is limiting the amount of animal feed that can be produced this year, and the curious decision to limit U.S. fertilizer shipments on trains, which restrict distribution and raise the cost of what little remains. Experts predict it may take up to 3 years to replenish global grain stocks, and in the meantime, farmers won't have a readily available supply to feed their livestock. Canadian-based Nutrien Limited, the world's largest fertilizer company, recently warned the shortage is likely to extend to 2023. The price of fertilizer has also skyrocketed to absurd heights that have never been seen before, according to the Economic Collapse blog. That would be Michael Snyder, another excellent writer that I do need to meet and talk to someday. The U.S. and U.K. are also paying farmers to not farm all their available land. California is paying farmers to grow less, ostensibly to save water, and the UK is encouraging farmers to retire by offering them a lump sum of £100,000, all while publicly predicting looming food shortages. On top of that, the two largest water reservoirs in California have also fallen to, quote, critically low levels, and wildfires are devastating agricultural land across the western half of the United States. Food production is being blatantly attacked and irrationally restricted on so many fronts, it's clearly an intentional demolition of primary protein sources. And again, here we go back to Corey Lynn. February 1st, 2016, the Good Food Institute was launched with funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Open Philanthropy Project, and Y Combinator, with the goal of reimagining meat production. In October 2021, the Good Food Institute celebrated the USDA's $10 million grant for the creation of the first ever National Institute of Cellular Agriculture at Tufts University so they can back researchers in manufacturing meat. To be certain, all of these goals are locked into place and the UN 2030 agenda is achieved, disrupting the fertilizer industry, food supply chain, and a rash of coincidental fires to food processing plants sure would help to seal the deal, wouldn't it? It is true. It is so true. They are going after meat. You know, that's the, if you want to disregard all the conspiracy theories, you want to you know, pretend like, oh, it's not really powers and principalities. They don't have that much control. Vanguard's just an investment firm. You know, they're just money managers, basically, and they're just greedy, and they're not going to try to kill us all, you know, and George Soros, he's just after the DAs, you know, and Barack Obama, he's just a narcissist. He just likes to be in the front forefront. If you think any of these things, okay, if you think that there is anything philanthropic or benevolent about Bill Gates, if you still believe that there is no globalist cabal that is working towards our destruction, working to herd us into one of the three camps, one of the three categories that I previously mentioned. If you still think that, then that's fine. Then I need to do a better job of convincing you otherwise. But know this for sure, because this is backed by corporate media. This is backed by the world bankers. Okay, this, what I'm about to tell you is an undeniable truth. There will be massive, widespread food shortages, with meat shortages in particular, in the coming months. That is going to happen. It is already happening. You're already seeing it. You know, what you're seeing, though, is we're still going through the reserves. There are still, you know, there's still, thankfully, there is chicken available to us. Even as chickens are being culled, there's still chicken available to us. The food supply chain itself is one that is sustainable for several months, but only several months. I think a lot of times people think, oh, you know, we've got enough food reserve to, if there were catastrophes or if everything shut down for a long period of time, then we would be okay. And that may have been the case before the pandemic panic theater. That's no longer the case today. We have approximately 2 to 4 months worth of food stored away here in the United States. Now, you look at China, they have a lot more than us. You might say, oh, well, they have a lot more people. No, I'm talking about they have a lot more time saved up. They're banking time. They're banking on wheat supplies. They're banking on rice. They are storing it away, very much like Egypt during the time of Joseph and Pharaoh. They were preparing for famine, and that's why they were able to survive. That's why Israel, in the long term, was able to survive, because God worked through Joseph. Now, you might say, oh, are you saying that God's working through China? No, not necessarily. I don't think that. I'm pretty sure, you know, I don't know God's intentions, but I don't think that's the case. Pretty sure it's not. But, you know, whoever they're working on behalf of, maybe whether it's because they have planned this out all along, because they're participants, the Chinese Communist Party are participating with the globalist elites. I don't know. Some say yes, some say no. Some say they're leading the charge. Some say they're the enemies. We know that Klaus Schwab has gone after Xi Jinping in the past, just as he's now going after Vladimir Putin. But it could all be for show. We don't know. We can't know for sure. We don't know if they're not operating altogether with the goal of again, bringing about this dystopian future in which everybody across the globe is beholden in some way to the globalist elites. We don't know for sure that that's not the case. What we do know is that there's a lot of things happening, and we can say with a very near certainty that food shortages, especially meat, are coming to Americans in the very near future. Again, I don't know if it's weeks, probably not. Could it be months? Definitely, maybe. That's possible. Will it be in 2023? Perhaps 2024? I would say that if I were picking out a most likely time frame, that would be it. Okay? I would say, yeah, it's probably going to happen around then. Which means that the time is now, right now, to start establishing your own food security. I cannot stress this enough, folks. You need to be able to, for the sake of not just yourself and your family, but for America, you need to be able to operate and survive outside of the public-private programs, their partnerships that they're putting forth, outside of government control. You do not want to be beholden. And if that means that you can be able to start a garden, get a homestead going, grow your own food in some way, store away food, tons of rice, plenty of beans, tons of meat. Freeze-dried meat is the best way to go, but you should be getting canned meat as well, preserved in any way you can, making sure that you're ready for whatever it is to come. Like I said, I'm not trying to just be an alarm, you know, get out there and ring the alarm bells for the sake of ringing the alarm bells. I am being selfish. If we are going to survive this as a society, or if we're going to be able to rebuild society after it collapses, we're going to need as many people as possible who had the foresight to get prepared, who had the foresight and the concern to make sure that they weren't beholden to government, that they were controlling their own food security for themselves and their families. We need people who are going to be able to help us rebuild. So I'm not just out there being all Mr. Nice Guy and saying, okay, guys, you know, ring the alarm bells, let's go. I'm not just trying to sell you meat over at PrepperOrganics.com. My main goal here is to make sure that you, whatever way you choose, whichever path you go down, that path does include making sure that you have control of your own food, that you have control of your own energy, that you have control of as much of the things that we need in day-to-day life as possible. Make sure that you have plenty of medicine. You know, we're trying to now stockpile on medicines. So that's important. Everything's getting controlled by governments, and these people don't necessarily like you. As a matter of fact, they probably hate you based on your ideology. If you've already listened to this show this entire time, chances are your ideology does not align with those of the ideologies of the globalist elites. So yeah, so they hate you too. let's not forget that part. And they will try to go after us through food, through energy, through medicine. They'll try to go to control us. And if we can't be controlled, they'll try to kill us. And maybe it's a slow death. Maybe it's just they'll just try to starve us out until we're compliant. Or even if we refuse to be compliant, then we will starve. They don't care either way. They want us to fall in line or to fall down and die. Am I beating a dead horse? Am I repeating myself over and over again? You betcha. Because this is important. Because you have to know this. You have to repeat it. You have to share this with your friends, with your family. You have to make sure, we have to make sure, that as many Americans as possible are aware of what's happening to the best of their knowledge and are doing the proper steps, taking the right actions to establish food security for yourself and your family. Lord willing, I will be back very soon with another episode. But in the meantime, you all stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.
If you've taken the COVID jabs, or if you could have been exposed to vaccine shedding, Dr. Zev Zelenko has put together a detox solution for you. Shedding is becoming increasingly likely as more people get boosted. So go to zstacklife.com/freedom and make your immune system clean, resilient, and resistant. That's zstacklife.com/freedom. Every conservative show has a MyPillow code, and rightfully so. Mike Lindell is a true America First patriot who continues to fight the good fight. When you use promo code NOQ at MyPillow.com, you're not just helping Mike, you're helping another America First organization, this show. Please use promo code NOQ at MyPillow.com. Our listeners do not want to be beholden to government. With food shortages impacting both prices and availability of food, it's time to take control of your family's long-term future. Go to noqreport.com/MPS and start stocking up immediately. Don't get stuck in breadlines when food becomes scarce. That's noqreport.com/MPS. As the economy and dollar show signs of falling or even collapsing very soon, now is the time to invest your portfolio or retirement in physical precious metals. This show strongly recommends OurGoldGuide.com for your gold and silver needs. Unlike the big players with big ad budgets, Our Gold Guide, IRA, is focused on you. That's OurGoldGuide.com.